Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is the Win Tracy recording at 1:06 PM, that is Pacific Standard Time, excuse me, summertime, and today is April 24th, and I just got back from Japan yesterday. I'm going to write up some of my impressions from both Singapore and Japan tomorrow, and it was certainly an illuminating experience, not least it's my first time to Japan, and it was good to get some on-the-ground feel for what's going on there. But today was really dominated by the weekend election result from France, where Emmanuel Macron has succeeded in heading the poll, and he is well ahead of Marine Le Pen in expectations of what is going to happen in the final runoff in a couple of weeks' time. So we had a pretty impressive bounce on the CAC index. It rallied pretty spectacularly, up 4%, 200 points. And now what we're seeing here is that it is challenging the high last seen in 2015. That was the post-euro devaluation rally. And it has been rallying for most of the last 4 months. And then this is a pretty impressive breakaway here. But we do have a short-term overbought condition, and the election result is not yet known. The market is wasting no time, however, in pricing in the de-risking that a Macron victory would represent in terms of stemming the advance of populism in continental Europe. So this is a pretty impressive move, and we had some pretty outsized advances, not least when we look, for example, at Commerzbank. Now, it was one of the bigger movers in the Euro stocks today, and you can see from this index movers chart that it was the banking sector was the far and away clear beneficiary today. So UniCredit in the Italy was up 13%, Crédit Agricole up 10%, and you can see here that Commerzbank up 9.4%, Deutsche up 9%, and that really does behoove us to look at the banking sector. The banking sector has been holding this progression of high reaction lows for much of the last year. It remains within the context of this lengthy base formation, but it does look like a base formation, and one of the characteristics of a base formation is that you get failed breaks. You're getting failed downside breaks at the lower side of this range. There is still an overall downward bias, and we don't have a clearly defined area that would represent the upper side of this range, but it is undeniably a lengthy range, and we don't have, perhaps I can look at some more data, and we could see just how high this index was. It gives us some context to know that the index was trading at 500 back in 2007, and despite the fact that it has been rallying for practically a year already, it is still only at 134. So this is a lengthy range, and we are bouncing from the lower side of that. The potential for France to remain a bastion of the status quo suggests that the European Commission's ambitions to push through the Bank Reconciliation Directive and then to create the European Bank Deposit Insurance Corporation in a few years' time will remain on track. And it might be happening slowly, but at least it is some attempt to put the enormous challenges that the banking sector have been facing behind them. And the question, of course, has always been whether the population of Europe could be encouraged to remain to stay the course of what has been an incredibly lengthy process of austerity, which is not over. The fact that you've had the somewhat of a de-risking has been positive right across the board. The DAX index was up about 3%, and then moving to a new high. And when we look at that on the weekly chart, we can see quite clearly that a short-term overbought condition is clear, but it is moving on to new high ground. And that is new all, and this is not updated here, it is new all-time highs when we update it through to the to this year. So that's a very impressive advance. Germany is far and away the clear leader in terms of stock market performance. Perhaps it is also worth then also looking at Italy, which has been among the major economies one of the laggards, and it approximates the performance of the banking sector, but it is rallying from the lower side of that range, and because it has bounced from 5,000, the prognosis continues to look like it is going to go back up towards 25,000. If most of the action has been in the stock markets, then it is also worth looking at the currency markets. The euro today surged higher. It is trading above 108, and that is really. And this is now a monthly chart, so I need to put that back to weekly to give us a somewhat better view of what is in fact happening here. The euro is trading back above the trend mean. It is also worth looking at on a daily chart, because it was not able to hold its advance. It has pretty much finished out the day close to where it opened, and part of the reason for that is because nobody in Europe wants a particularly strong currency, and the ECB is perhaps the central bank least likely to raise interest rates in a preemptive fashion. But nonetheless, the European economy is doing better, and the de-risking that the anticipation of a status quo positive French election result represents suggests that we are likely to see that this progression of higher reaction lows will remain intact for the euro. And that's not particularly great news for the pound. And when we look at the euro pound, that failed downside break for the euro last week has really been confirmed by the bounce that we've had today. And the euro was up over a cent against the was up over a penny today against the pound. And if that is indeed a failed downside break, and that we have evidence of the euro finding support in the region of the trend mean, then that's potentially positive news for UK exporters into Europe. But at the same time, it represents a potential challenge for the negotiations for Brexit, and because you would have a stronger negotiating team representing the EU and less questions about the EU's internal ability to stay together. But of course, it wasn't all about the French election today. What was interesting was that China is beginning to try and to take some leverage out of the system, and the index was down 45, which is over 1%. You can see from this weekly chart that it is now testing the region of the trend mean. There is a short-term oversold condition evident, and it is testing that progression of higher reaction lows. So this is a potential area where support could be anticipated to come back in. And a clear upward dynamic tomorrow would confirm support in the region of that progression of higher reaction lows. The Nifty index has been a tower of strength, and it was again positive in here today. It continues to firm from above that 9,000 area. It has been really very steady indeed. This has been a slightly lengthier range than we have seen in the context of what has been an impressive four-month rally, but the progression of higher reaction lows remains intact. That 9,000 area continues to hold, and the overbought condition relative to the trend mean is slowly but surely being unwound. So, and I continue to think that The Indian index is really one of the clearest beneficiaries. But this of a number of themes, but not least because the banks are leading on the upside, and they have been a clear lead indicator for the lengthy medium term. The rupee has continued to strengthen and was somewhat firmer again in here today. And the fact that you have had the rollout of 4G in India right across the country from late last year, I don't think that we can underestimate how powerful an event that is. That anyone who has traveled and had to endure 2G connectivity will be perfectly cognizant of the fact that it is completely useless, and that 4G is required to conduct mobile banking. And the rolling out of haptic identification and fingerprinting via mobile phones really opens up the potential for the 40% of the Indian population who are illiterate to have the access to banking facilities that was previously impossible. And that is a profound change, which represents a clearly bullish potential outcome for India. On Wall Street today, the Nasdaq broke out to new highs. This was a very emphatic move. The range such as we have had has been pretty shallow, and but this is now potentially an acceleration. That this has been a very shallow reaction. It has not unwound the overbought condition, and it is now breaking out to new highs. If the breakout is sustained, then the overextension relative to the trend mean will necessarily become even wider. And that represents a picking up in the pace with which the market is advancing. And that is one of the necessary conditions for an acceleration, but of course acceleration is a trend ending. We know that it is unsustainable beyond the short to medium term, and when it ends it can often result in sharp pullbacks. So what happens, and to the extent to which the index can hold this breakout, is going to be very meaningful. And the S&P 500 was also up over 1% today, and it gapped up. So it is now testing that short-term progression of lower rally highs that's been in evidence since the beginning of March. And the other really big move that we had today was in the VIX index. It really collapsed and went from what was a reasonably elevated level compared to what we've seen over the last 6 months to an historically depressed level. It hasn't closed at such a low level for at least the last 10 weeks. So this is a really quite acute environment. And when we look at that over on the weekly chart, we can see that this level is really quite low, that it hasn't stayed at these low levels beyond the very short term. So I think we are at a risky environment in terms of the stock market, that whether these breakouts do in fact hold is still open to question. And with this rather large move in stock markets in Europe and on Wall Street, then bond yields have bounced from the region of the trend mean. And it is worth looking at that on the daily chart as well, because the initial move up in yields was not sustained. There is a big auction of 2-year bonds tomorrow. And what kind of yield they achieve, I think, would be instructive for how much demand there is out there. I think the weekly chart for the 2-year is really quite compelling, and it continues to look like a base completion, that we are potentially in a first step above that base, and a sustained move below the trend mean would really be required to even begin to question that outcome. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.